Good evening. Good Saturday evening. Good July 4th week. Independence Day in the United States. This is Philippe Ferrari. This is Legends International. I'm so excited about tonight's show. I've been anticipating recording this for this week because as it is July 4th, it gives me the most vivid opportunity to share what our country, what America means to the rest of the world, specifically on our Independence Day. You know, I grew up in New York and in Long Island, and of course we celebrated July 4th, and my whole life we have. But it was never with the flavor that you get when you celebrate July 4th in another country. I mean, you know, we've got a beach area, a beautiful village area called Villefranche. And this was one of the American bases when the United States was liberating France from the Nazis in World War II. And, you know, they line up our American Jeeps that they still have here from World War II, and our flags fly proudly all over the place, and they celebrate America as though they share part of our journey. And that's because they do. And nothing can make you prouder with people who are not American. And so I'm going to share that with you. This is also a week that I'm so delighted to be able to share with you a wonderful interview chat that I had with one of the great Americans, Lee Greenwood, my very dear friend, and of course the writer and performer of so many hit songs, but of course, God Bless the USA. And so I'm going to share that with you in a few parts. But another legend that I spoke with this week that put me on cloud nine was our own Dick Robinson, who called me at what must have been early his time and evening my time. And he and I just had a wonderful conversation. We probably chatted for about 45 minutes. And it was pure soul satisfaction for me to chat with Dick that we don't as often as we should, but we've decided we're going to. But my chat with him was just so enlightening and so energizing. And it put me on cloud nine, I say again, really. So, Dick, I want you to know Bobby and I love you and Sally and Missy and Jim and everything you guys are doing. And we're just very grateful to you. What I'm going to do is do the best that I can to make Dick proud by capturing what it's like for us here in the south of France to be American and to see not only our songbook, which is the most ubiquitous of all our music, but all kinds of American songs that portray our spirit in to the other cultures that we've spent time either living or traveling in. And I'm really trying to mirror that for you all, and we're taking you with us. So I'm going to start with an interview, and I'm going to need some audience participation on this show. I'm going to describe to you how and what I need, and that is for our conversation to stay in a national perspective and above all not in a political perspective. Because, you know, the rest of the world sees us as a one nation. They don't see us as left and right. They don't see our politics as so vividly as we do, unfortunately. So I want you to join me in seeing America, seeing our songs, hearing the songs that I'm going to play for you, and most specifically, God Bless the USA, and to invite you and ask you to remove any political attachments and to transport yourself to one of these other countries, why not where I am, the south of France, and hear this music from their perspective, which does not involve any politics. It only involves the spirit and the culture and the passion that we all represent. And so I want you to join me in imagining that and separating yourself from all politics. I'm going to start with the first part of my interview. Oh, and by the way, please continue to send me those terrific emails and everybody reaching out to me. You can get me directly at international@legendsradio.com, international@legendsradio.com, and I will be sure to get back to you. And if you hate me, you can include that too, because it's nothing I'm not used to. You know, as a singer, I think I've been shot a few times, but I keep singing. But someone who has never been shot and someone who is adored not only in the States but around the world is this gentleman that Lee Greenwood, that I performed with, had the great honor to perform with a couple of times, including for very prominent dignitaries and president. He'll tell you the story of how many presidents he's performed for. And so without further ado, I want you to join me in my chat with the great American and the great man. He is really such a special guy in so many ways, and you're going to hear it yourself. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the beginning of my chat with Lee Greenwood. So how are you, Lee? Thanks so much for taking the time to do this with me. I know you got a crazy schedule. You were just at the Opry last night, and I know I only have a few minutes with you, so I want to make the most out of it. How was last night?
Well, the Opry was great. We had a full house, and it was July 5th. It's the end of the July 4th weekend for America. And I was all over the country this past week, from the west out of New Mexico, 3 or 4 dates in Texas, 2 in Oklahoma, 3 in Missouri, and then the Opry last night. Wow. So we're going to take a little break now after this run, and my family and I are going to go spend a little time at our beach house in Florida.
Oh, I wish that I was in Florida when you're there. We're always trying to, you know, meet up with you at the same time. You know, when you talk about Florida, it makes me think about the few times that I've been blessed enough to not only see you, but share the stage with you briefly when we've worked together in similar circumstances. And I remember one time that you and I were talking backstage while something else was going on, and we were about to perform for the president, and you told me how many presidents you've been through. How many have you been through?
Well, there's actually 9 that I've sang for.
9.
Twice at 2 different presidential inaugurations at the Lincoln Memorial. That was President Bush 41,
right,
and for President Trump.
Right.
But there were 2 other instances that I sang for 5 presidents at a time. One was the Reagan Library opening, and that goes back to the Reagan administration, where it was Presidents Reagan, Bush, Nixon, Carter, and Ford, and also all of their wives, and Lady Bird Johnson was on that dais at that particular day. Then fast forward, we had hurricane relief that when the hurricanes hit about 10 years ago at in Houston and in Puerto Rico, I sang for 5 presidents in an event at Texas A&M. And that was both Bush presidents, 41 and 43, Presidents Clinton, Carter, and Obama. And so I have that picture on my website. You could go to Lee Greenwood and see that when my wife and I are standing behind the 5 presidents for a photograph. So it's always cool to perform for heads of state. I've also done that in front of Margaret Thatcher, who was former Prime Minister of England.
Wow.
At the Reagan birthday party years ago. So, it's not old hat. It doesn't get old. It's just,
sure.
After a while, it's like, well, excuse me, Mr. President. Excuse me, Mr. President. Hello, Mr. President. You know, and it's just funny.
I got a momentary taste of that. But you know, when we I remember, and I so appreciated it, and I remember so many parts of our conversation I was driving, we were headed to that Super Bowl event the next day of when we had performed. And we had a real great conversation. It's really when I fell in love with you as a person. I've always, you know, the first time I took note of you, it might be interesting to you, it was the American Music Awards.
Yeah, that was our Grammy winner for Neris.
I think Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, was it 1984 or 1985?
Right.
And so I first heard of you then, but then, of course, I, as every other American, and I'm sure so many people around the world, took most note of you when you really made it into everyone's heart and soul after 9/11. And you performed, didn't you, at that Yankee Stadium, the World Series, the first game that happened in the country after 9/11?
Well, there were 3 events in New York that the mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, asked me to come and perform for. The first was the Firemen's Memorial, where 300 firemen lost their lives in,
yeah,
the Trade Towers. That was at Yankee Stadium. The second time was for the Policeman's Memorial. There was over 100 cops killed as well in New York.
Right.
And we did that one at Carnegie Hall.
Oh.
What you're speaking of is then the 4th game of the World Series that year, the Yankees against the Diamondbacks. That was also at Yankee Stadium. They had pulled the game out that particular game. They went 4-5-6, and then ended up losing it in Arizona to the Diamondbacks.
I'm sure it's hard to answer this, but you know, if you blink your eyes and have to say real quick what was the most memorable of all your events that you've ever done, would that be in there, or what comes to mind?
Well, yes, of course, but it's apples and oranges in many cases.
Sure, sure.
It's hard to compare a presidential inauguration where a billion people are watching you perform,
right,
twice at the Lincoln Memorial, and then measure that against my performance on the Nimitz aircraft carrier, Nimed, and then 4th of July at Ellis Island, where the Kennedy aircraft carrier was blocked out by the Queenie II as it floated past us in the harbor in New York. there's events over and over and over that just, you know, I mean, you mentioned the Opry last night,
right,
and this was last night, July 5, here in America,
yeah,
in Nashville, Tennessee, that seats 4,000. It was completely full and just screaming fans, and, you know, they're hard to measure those dates. Remember, I toured with Alabama for almost 10 years.
Wow.
And that's when we won male vocalist at the ACM in 1983. We won at the Country Music Association in 1984 and 1985. And then Song of the Year in 1985 for God Bless the USA. So it just kept coming, you know. Sometimes it's hard to keep up. There's really no way to understand what's coming next, and there's no handbook and saying this is how you handle success, or this is how you handle fan adoration. All I try to do is keep focusing on my art, try to keep my voice in shape, because I'm an artist and an athlete, and wow, I try to make sure I'm the best I've ever been every time someone sees me.
And he sure pulls it off. I'm going to give you more of my chat with Lee Greenwood in just a few minutes. First, I'm going to play a beautiful version of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, done like I would say nobody could do it. This is Whitney Houston in 1991, Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Please stand and sing this song with me. Would you please? It's the Battle Hymn of the Republic. You know the words. I know you do. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning up his terrible whistle. His truth is marching on. Everybody sing with me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory.
That's as American as it gets right there. We'll be right back with more of my chat with Lee Greenwood.